Okay, you guys ready?
Knock my
Yep.
socks off.
Are you actually ready this time, or are you going to interrupt me again?
Yes and yes.
That's the best I can get, huh?
Yeah.
Alright. Okay, we're getting ready to do this in 3, 2, 1.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
I think I speak for everyone here when I say, huh?
Here we are now. Entertain us.
Made a fail.
We never promised content.
Okay, at this point you're abusing sarcasm.
Come on, let's get this gay show on the gay road. Help me out here.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome yet again to Made of Fail. I am Kevin.
I'm Dana.
And with us tonight is another special guest who actually will be replacing me for a couple episodes when I take my break. Say hello to Devin.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, I know it's going to be really confusing with the names and everything. There's like, you know, Kevin, maybe I'll just call you K-Dog.
How about not?
Okay, fine. Well, D-Dog sounds stupid.
Yes, which is why you're not going to use that either.
Aww.
I would like to point out that, once again, we are having technical difficulties, Devin, and...
Devin!
So there's going to be another slight hiss, so... say hello to the recording technology of episode 1.
We're sorry. Don't hate us. We're still cool, right? Right?
Were we ever cool?
We'll get back to you after this.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Okay, that was our sponsors.
We have sponsors now?
Well, no, that was the... Shut up, Kevin. Well,
anyway.
We didn't do a Valentine's Day episode because we're lazy and had other things to do in real life.
I mean, that place outside? There's outside.
Outside. Away from the computer. It's a myth.
Aren't there bears outside?
It's a trap!
Okay. This is where you chime in, Devin.
At any point.
I mean, if you're going to be replacing me, you need to have that extra
you
potassium.
You got to bring
there.
The funny, man. Potassium.
Hey, sodium is restricted to you and me.
Why can't he be calcium for healthy bones?
Do you have healthy bones, Devin?
Pretty healthy, not a broken one, anyway.
All right, calcium it is.
Sweet.
Lamest show opening ever. Ever.
Oh, that's why we have editing!
And an editor! Hey, look at that!
Oh yeah, Devin is not only going to be the co-host, he's our new editor. We hired him, and he's getting paid the exact same salary that Kevin and I am.
Exactly.
Don't say we're not equal opportunity.
But yeah, this is just a replacement for another couple episodes while I take a vacation from the show. And just like Dana took her... Was it 2 month vacation?
Like an episode and a half.
Yeah, because you kept bugging me in the middle of recording the episode that you're supposed to be on the break anyway. Anyway, because of the...
I had a connection. I was going to go with it.
Well, fine.
Fine.
Okay.
Right. Why don't you talk about how
like
you're...
10 minutes ago?
Every single episode. Why don't you talk about what you've been doing the past month?
Oh, that's right. See, as some of you may know, or I may or may not have talked about in previous episodes, I will be moving in May-ish, which is, again, why I'm going to be needing a break from the show, because I'm going to be busy with lots and lots of real-life stuff. So, actually, last week I just got back from a week-long road trip with Tessa. We went, I drove her over to Cincinnati to pick her up. We went down to Houston, took a look at some apartments over there, and then, came back the last weekend, and it was a lot of fun. We saw Coraline, which was awesome. More on this later. And almost got sideswiped by a drunk truck, which was not so awesome. And more on that now, because I'm going to talk to you about it now, because I am yammering on and on, and this is going to be cut. So... Anyway, so we were driving down to Memphis, actually, because we stopped in Memphis on the way down to Houston. And there was this, the big 18-wheeler truck on the road, and he was passing another truck. And he started swerving and almost hit the truck that he was passing.
Were you almost the meat in a truck sandwich?
I was almost the meat in a truck sandwich.
Okay.
Not that long of a story, anyway.
How are you a werewolf? Long story. I got bit. Okay, not so long. I just got the... You know what? God damn it. Because of the two times we've had Cleo on the show, every time I mention a werewolf or a vampire, I kind of link it in my head to fucking Twilight. And so I just thought, what would happen if Oz imprinted?
No.
I'm sorry.
No. I am cutting you off right now.
It's not my fault. It's so
addictive.
It
is your fault. You're the one who brought it up. No.
It's so easily mockable. I can't stop.
Now, speaking of easily mockable,
you're such a dick.
What?
I know where you're going.
Tell me, where am I going then?
You're going to talk about how you saw me, because I'm easily mockable.
Actually, no, but yes, I did see Dana over on the way back up, where we stopped by New Orleans and hung out for a couple hours, so I got to see Dana again. It was a lot of fun. Anyway, speaking of mockable, there was something that happened over the internet this weekend, wasn't there?
It exploded.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. Like, have you ever wondered what would happen if, like, three nuclear bombs were in a row and one of them exploded and it just kind of set off the other two? Well,
not particularly, no.
Well, you have a poor imagination. Anyway, or you've never had a really bad ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, I can imagine that quite easily.
There you go. Well, I guess it helps when you have a girlfriend in the first place. Oh, so much cutting.
Yep, but the wonderful thing is, I'm not the one doing it this time.
So anyway, that's kind of what happened over the internet. Let me tell you a little story, and you might have heard alternate versions of this, but I swear to you, this is what happened. I was totally there, okay? There was a wonderful live journal community called Scans Daily, which provided scans of really old, really obscure, and also brand spanking new comic books. And that may have been on the questionably legal side, and I'm, this is going to end up being a really long episode, but it's actually where I met Devin, so go figure. I had a lot of friends there. I met a lot of people there that I wouldn't have ordinarily met, and it was a great place to just sit and snark and talk about comics, what were good, what were bad. But at one point, fairly recently, X Factor number 40 just came out, written by Peter David. And it was in the middle of this, Peter's been asking everybody online, don't post spoilers to X Factor. And of course, nobody listens. So they put up the issue. And one poster in particular took great umbrage to the twist at the end, or the reveal at the end. And did the internet equivalent of shouting in your face, great big bold letters, as big as she could make them, fuck you, Peter David, take your Mary Sue and, your bullshit hysterical pregnancies, get off this book, etc., etc. You know what, fuck it, die in a fire, Peter David. And that kind of made its way over to Peter's wife, Kathleen. And it really, really upset her because everybody was joining in and basically, you go girl and, saying, oh, Peter David hack, Peter David asshole, suck, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, what the hell? Who talks like that and then gets congratulated? I know it's the internet, but Jesus, that was really, really uncalled for. So anyway, Kathleen said something about it. People started jumping all over her. You know, oh, dying of fire's not really a death threat or whatever. It's just internet slang. No, I don't care. That's a horrible thing to say to somebody. And it really hurt her. And nobody likes to see their wife upset. If somebody was tearing apart my husband, even if it was on the internet, I'd be all like, you know, flaming sword of God, you know? So Peter went on and started being all like, you know, you shouldn't say things like that. And, you know, then, of course, because he's a celebrity, everybody decided that, you know, they were going to put Gabe's greater internet fuckwad theory into motion, and which is anonymity plus distance equals total fuckwad. Thank you, Penny Arcade. And just tore Peter to shreds and made all these... See, it's one thing to criticize a story, a plot line. You know, I wasn't really too surprised by the twist at the end of X Factor, but I wasn't, you know, or like certain things that were happening with some of the characters, which is really what got the poster kind of pissed off. But I'm going to criticize the story. I'm not going to make it a personal attack. You know, I'm not going to be all like, you know, fuck you, die in a fire. That's not a nice thing to say. And then somebody, you know, he got kind of pissy because, like, well, like I said before, Scans Daily was kind of questionably legal, or, well, questionably illegal. Okay, fine. It was completely illegal. It was, you know, they were posting half the scans. Although, to be fair, see, I'm kind of on the fence about this because I really loved Scans Daily. And I know it was not fair use, okay?
Well, no, here's the thing,
Go ahead,
And a lot of the people were putting up the arguments, and I will agree to a certain extent. A lot of it was fair use. Hey, here's your view of the next, this is the next issue that's coming out or has come out most recently.
Or if it's one panel.
Or one panel, you know, but here's here's an example. Here is an excerpt from this.
Right.
It's not the whole thing, it's not... the major spoilers, it's not, you know, the major plot, and this is a teaser, here's a little more explanation in text, it's a review. A review, or a synopsis, or anything, all fairly, you know, well and legal under the fair use guidelines of copyright law. It got borderline at points, but the really, really, really borderline issues, the mods of Scans Daily did take down, or request to get taken down.
They did, and what's tragic is the mods were saying that they were just about to implement new rules where the old limit was half of an issue. That was going overboard, and that was definitely not fair use. However, they were going to take it down to about maybe 4 or 5 pages, which is still kind of skirting it, but, you know, they do that on Newsarama. Now, I don't know how Newsarama goes about getting their previews. I assume they get them straight from the source, and therefore, you know, it's with the copyright owner's explicit permission, which is legal.
Right.
And Scans Daily was kind of not. So anyway, what happened was that we don't know who did it. Peter has said that he didn't explicitly report anything to anybody, but the scans were taken off of PhotoBucket. And then somebody on the comic book resources, or possibly Newsarama, I don't remember which, I don't have my sources, but he admitted that he was the one, oh, I think it was comic book resources. He was the one who pointed CBR to, you know, hey, look at this huge amount of scans. And they reported it to the Marvel legal team, and they had LiveJournal shut, well, they reported it to LiveJournal, and in response, LiveJournal completely shut down Scans Daily. Instant internet Kermit flailing.
Yes.
You know, I mean, my God. Holy shit. And the knee-jerk reaction was, Peter David killed Scans Daily. Okay. He didn't actually do that. LiveJournal did. However,
well, you know, the internet.
There was probably a little bit of a contribution.
He himself did say that he notified Marvel. He said,
and I quote, let me find it, 2 seconds. Before Marvel Legal had an opportunity to do anything, the scans had already been removed for being a violation of terms of service of PhotoBucket.
Mm-hmm. Right. This was after he already notified them, so Marvel was going to take action,
Another quote. A fan asked if I had informed Marvel about the scans. An honest question. I replied honestly. I said, yes, I had, but the scans were pulled before Marvel took any action.
Right.
Now, I can see the argument could be made where, well, if Marvel hadn't seen it before you reported it, then had you reported it, then it would have been your doing. Okay, but, and here's what's hard for me, is that Peter is absolutely 1,000% in the right. It was copyright violation, and he did, you know, he should have had it taken down. However,
Go ahead.
All
right. And this does tie in directly, because I saw this actually as a comment to one of Peter David's, official statements on it. This was as a comment on his blog post about the whole Scans Daily thing. And there was somebody, and there were a lot of... a lot of people have this thought in their heads when they're doing things like this. A lot of people take this attitude, but this one person very specifically used the argument, and I quote, and I paraphrase, because I don't have it up in front of me right this second, you can't stop people from downloading things illegally for free. It's going to happen. It's been happening for a while. You take one down and three more will pop up in its place. Society has to move on. And I'm thinking, well, if where else would that work? I mean, where else would that thought process actually get legality? You take, for example, and while I'm not advocating that, hey, downloading things for free is as bad as this, but take murder. For example, you have a murderer. You have a lot of murderers. There's a lot of people who kill people in this wonderful country of ours, sometimes for money, sometimes for free, sometimes because of vendettas, but whatever. They kill people. It's easy. You prosecute one person for killing somebody, and there's going to be, 100 more still doing it. So, does that mean they should march up to Capitol Hill and say, hey, Congress, we're all murderers, you can't stop us, you should, change the law to make us legal?
Kev, the problem that I see with your argument right there is that there are different degrees of crimes, just as there are different degrees of punishments, otherwise there would be one blanket punishment for every single crime.
This is why I had that disclaimer at the beginning. I'm in no way likening murder to downloading. I'm saying
by bringing up how they should each be treated, like you're saying that you compare because you used that specific example.
All right. Okay, conceded. Go ahead.
All right. This is such a sticky issue because the problem here's what I said, okay? Here's what absolutely nobody responded to in the entire, Peter David thread, because God forbid anybody would, listen to the voice of logic, which oddly enough was me. And I've brought this up before on this podcast, and I don't remember which episode, so go download all of them and listen to them. Ha 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 ha. You can go to Blockbuster or Netflix and rent a movie. And you can borrow books and even, CDs, whatever, from your library. However, a medium without a kind of rental system is comics. And my opinion is that so many people flock to places like Scans Daily or resort to torrenting. And it's a combination of two things. Number one, the price to buy a comic that you're not sure about is prohibitive for some people. I don't have a job right now. I'm going to admit it right now. I've been torrenting. Am I going to buy the comics as soon as I get a job? Absolutely. Am I going to buy the back issues of everything I've been torrenting? Yes. There are a lot of people who don't do that. There are a lot of people who do that. There are not a lot of people who are going to admit to, just stealing it. But so there's no real way to, it's such a... Comics are expensive, and they're an expensive habit. And so the obvious answer is, don't buy comics. Well, okay, I'm a sucker for a good story. I'm very sorry. And I wish I could afford to give the creators money. I can't right at this moment.
And I
agree I'm
with
going
that.
To. I'm absolutely going to. But wait. Now, a lot of people have said, well, you know, go read it in the comic shop. It's just the same as looking at scans daily. Well, no,
they
because first of
let
all,
you do that. No.
Well, a lot of shops do, is what I heard on Peter David's thread. A lot of people were commenting that their comic shops do that. I've lived in 3 states. None of them have let me browse. It's to keep people's grubby hands off of them so they don't get wrecked. Because they're face it, they're very fragile. Mm-hmm. But there's no commercial framework in place for borrowing comics. There's nothing that gives the fans easier access, i.e. the internet, where you can get them instantly and not have to go out to a comic book store because sometimes you just don't live by one.
No, the closest you can do is, you know, head to a library and hope that maybe, you know, they happen to, like, get Superman or Green Lantern.
Or, of course, there's a subscription service straight through the publisher. Okay, fine. You can do that.
And but in terms of getting things for, you know, for free or for, like, you know, if the price is the issue, in terms of that, the only option there is either, you know, going to your comic book store and just reading them right there, or heading to your library and hoping that, you know, maybe they've heard of Blue Beetle and they happen to order it for the library. So that's pretty dicey.
Or you can just pass things around your friends, or you can, like you said, you can go to the library, but some people don't have a lot of comic book loving friends, at least in the same state. I'm in Louisiana. Devin, you're in Ohio. Kevin, you're in Illinois. I'd love to pass comics around. We're kind of scattered. And Scans Daily was a community of people who were basically passing these comics around. Now, my second point, aside from the whole, like, there's no commercial framework that would benefit both the readers and the artists, or, you know, the writers, you know, everybody involved in the production, with regards to older and out of print and not collected in trade comics, there is no other way to get exposed to them that isn't the old-fashioned way. Now, I've loaned out a lot of trades, and that I've gotten people hooked on some things, and it's great. But I want more people to share my love for certain comics. You know, hey, you know, dissemination, and it's going to have more people spending money on these things. That's good. But and showing why they're awesome on the internet is the most efficient way nowadays to reach a large audience. But if you want to read, like, issue number 31 of Action Comics, it's not going to be in trade. Or if it is, it's going to be in, like, the $200 big-ass collected edition from DC. And we, you know, we're mere mortals. We can't afford them. The economy sucks. Now, here's the question that I posed and nobody answered. What would be an ideal means of exposing people to comics that are a little under the radar, like Peter's Fallen Angel or something like Manhunter, which has been canceled because nobody was reading it, like Blue Beetle or, you know. Now, I know talking about the issues online is one thing, and it's probably the best solution, and in fact, there is now a No Scans Daily at LiveJournal.com, which is the same thing without the pretty pictures, but it's like describing an action movie to a blind man. And comics are a half-visual medium, so you lose a whole lot. And I want to respect copyright policy, and on occasion, it's just not feasible for either budgetary reasons or a lack of access. Ideally, what I'd really like to see is something along the lines of iTunes for comics. It'll probably hurt print an awful lot, just like iTunes and single CDs and digital albums really hurt the record industry. I'm sorry, that's inevitable, because digital is a new thriving medium. It's easier access, and that way we don't have to pay for physical copies. And we pay more for the actual music, so more money does end up, percentage-wise, per purchase, going to the artists themselves. But at least the creators still get paid.
Well, there's
that's
already
what I'd like to see.
There's already a couple frameworks in place for that. They're not done incredibly well. There could be a lot of room for improvement to make something similar to in iTunes for comic books. There's Wowio and similar places like that. But they're
and I've purchased a comic off of when I got Lewis's comic, I got that off of whatever website. I'm too lazy to look it up, but I bought it. It was 72 cents.
But those aren't those places aren't nearly as widespread nor as mainstream as iTunes is.
Now, exactly, the thing is, and they're
going back to what I was saying before, is, you know, that whole mindset, hey, this is free, you can't stop us, society needs to change. That's what happened with the music industry, though. The music industry and society did change, laws did change, the whole paradigm did shift, and guess what? People are still paying for music. I am more than happy to pay iTunes for individual songs or whole albums because it's very easy to use, very, very
cost effective. And that's exactly my point. There is no easily accessible, commercially available framework that will provide copies of, you know, let's say, for instance, brand new issues. Like I said, it needs to be something that's stupid proof, like iTunes. It needs to be something that any fan can go onto the internet, pay $1.50, and get a digital CBR, you know, copy or PDF, which is probably more common, of a comic book that's on the stands right now. You can either buy it. I mean, I like having, you know, print books. You know, I like to, you know, I like having something in my hand so I don't have to sit at this damn uncomfortable chair and strain my eyes all day. I want to lay in bed and read a comic. And I want, but sometimes if I can't get out to the comic book store, I want to just read the story. And I'm going to pay for it, you know, when I get out. Back when I did have a job and I was getting paid, I'd still download the issues because I couldn't freaking wait to read them. Or I was too lazy to go to the comic book store. And then the very next day, I would get lazy, go to the comic book store, and buy the issue that I had just downloaded.
So what society needs to do is the same thing that happened with the music thing. You don't sit there and say, well, I'm entitled to be able to read all these comics for free, and you can't stop us. No, say that I deserve to be able to get these comics and purchase them really, really easily. That's the mindset you need to have.
Exactly.
I deserve to have the access, not I deserve to have this for free.
Exactly, because so many more and more people are flocking to the internet for all their media needs right now.
Everything.
Because technology is getting so advanced nowadays. TV, movies, everything. Did we just lose Devin, or did he finally fix what was wrong?
No, we lost him.
I'm here now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Amazon is making huge leaps and bounds. They've got the Kindle 2 going out that's got rave reviews and still the same, you know, wickedly high price, but it's got all the same features that the original Kindle had that made it so incredibly popular, and it's a lot easier to use. And I do remember reading, I don't know where this is, so I can't quote chapter and verse here, but I do remember reading that they were saying that they were going to be also having certain comic books available for that, because it's basically a PDF viewer that also goes on the internet.
Do you know why I don't like the Kindle?
Why do you not like the Kindle, Dana?
Number one, I'm going to get eye strain. Number two, I realize it's just as every bit as convenient as the iPod, but the iPod is a lot more passive. You listen to a tune. Books, I feel, deserve the time and attention to hold in your hands and turn the pages, and I don't know. I'm having a Rupert Giles reaction to the Kindle.
Books
I don't want books should be smelly. They should be in print. You should turn the pages. You should dog ear them unless they're hardcover. You know what I mean?
And it's I'm definitely right there with you.
Devin's talking. Let him talk. He has an opinion.
No, I'm definitely right there with you. I mean, like, the whole concept of just this, like, this thin little thing in your hand that's, like, supposed to be a book, I don't know, maybe it's a Luddite or something, but it just seems weird to me.
Oh, I know, right?
Well, and here's the thing, though, and I don't have a Kindle myself. I'm, you know, not made of money, and I may eventually get one if the price comes down, if I think that I need it. I'm with you guys. I like to have, you know, an actual physical copy of the book in front of me so I can, you know, read it wherever and everything, but I also can't deny how amazingly convenient and easily accessible the Kindle is bringing books and other similar things, books and magazines and newspapers, to the people who love having just that one digital device and everything. It's bridging the gap is what it's doing, just like iTunes bridged the gap. And iTunes may have hurt, you know, physical CD sales, but physical CDs are still selling. I still go out and buy an actual physical CD every once in a while if I'm out in a store and something jumps out at me.
I do it if it's an indie band.
Yeah, and there are plenty of things that are not available on iTunes. Like, until recently, Led Zeppelin was not available on iTunes. It is now because they struck a deal with them, but for a while...
Also, probably because you just went out and bought all the albums and now they're on iTunes, I bet you.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. But that's my point, and it's made it so easily accessible and really, really inexpensive to go and get what music you want, and they even have, you know, songs that are exclusive to buying the whole album. There are certain albums that you can't get certain songs unless you get the whole album, and that's a good way of doing that as well.
That was the whole attraction of Scans Daily, the ease of accessibility, you know? Plus, it was a lot more friendly to women. It was founded by women, it was founded on the premise of Slashfic, and it was really a nice, comfortable place for... I know I'm not the girliest person in the world.
Yes, because Slashfic is a very comfortable place to be.
I'm not the girliest person in the world. I don't feel all that
shock
feminine.
And
I still,
amazement.
Fuck you. But I still felt like I wasn't going to go there and, you know, get something like, oh, I think we should discuss your tits or something like that. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It, you know, like CBR and Newsarama are for like the really hardcore, you know, you're only going to go there if you're like a major, you know, comic book fanboy. And Scans Daily was just... It seemed kindler and gentler until we started talking about dick jokes, because those were just great. Or Fox Hack started yelling about Liefeld! And I just missed those guys. I missed the community more than the Scans.
And the
community's
still there. You've got the Scans Daily community on Insane Journal now. You've got the No Scans.
I'm endorsing No Scans Daily formally. Because most of the people from Scans Daily are already modding over there. It's still all on LiveJournal. You still got your LiveJournal account. You don't have to create something new just to go over to Insane Journal. Plus, you know, Insane Journal is probably going to end up getting shut down too, just for this very reason. Even though they did cut down the number of scans considerably, and they instituted a no personal attacks on anybody ever, you know, insert certain person's name here.
Yeah,
politics,
but
so.
that brings up another point, is that it's the internet. You can't really stop that.
But you know what?
You should be able to, because there are standards. There are standards. I will sit here and tell you that people who have seen me talk, even in an instant messaging program, even in World of Warcraft, where, you know, grammar and punctuation and spelling are optional.
Well, plus the only time I've ever seen you curse was when you really had a bad headache.
Yeah.
Ever. That's in, like, you know, years.
But I will sit down, and when I'm typing, I will take that extra half a second to actually type properly, and, you know, grammar, and punctuate, and, you know, because I come from the...
LOL, noob!
I come from the Joss Whedon School of Reverbification, and that follows true in text as well. But I actually, you know, sit down. It doesn't take that much longer to actually say, hey, look, what I'm writing here, it's spelled correctly.
Oh, you should see me when I text people. I can't bring myself
exactly
to, like, use the number 4.
People think I'm 40 online, and I'm like,
you also look about 40.
Thank you.
I love you, Kevin.
Yeah, fuck you, Dana.
Oh, and Kevin
anyway,
swears.
It's not
Kevin.
Uncommon. It's not uncommon, but that's the point. But that's the point. I don't sit there and go, oh, fuck, 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 fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, just because it's the internet. Because, you know, even if you've got the, you know, Gabe's Greater Internet Fuckwad Theory, which, again, wonderful reference. Thank you, Penny Arcade. So what? I mean, it just because you're anonymous doesn't get... I guess it does.
Yeah,
but
don't tell that to 4chan.
Oh, God. God. Don't even joke about that. But there should still, and I'm going to get so many people saying, oh, lol, internet is serious business. But there should be some standards when you're talking to people, when you're communicating. There's this whole, you know, social etiquette that was drilled into your head when you were three. Where did that go?
If you had a decent upbringing, yeah.
Yeah.
And no, that's what can I read something like in its entirety that I posted on somebody else's live journal?
Do I have any chance of stopping you?
Not at all.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, so there was this guy who was talking about, you know, the whole Scans Daily kerfluffle. And, you know, his whole argument is, you know, fuck you, Peter David. Okay, yeah, you broke Scans Daily. Yeah, okay, whatever. And here's what I said. I think you're placing the blame on the wrong person. I'm incredibly upset that, you know, Scans Daily is dead. But when you think about it, this was the original poster's name. Cali921 is the offending party. Having a justifiable complaint over characterization or an author's writing is one thing. Cali personally attacked Peter. Whether she used popular internet hyperbole or not is beside the issue. Peter's wife, Kathleen, was incredibly sensitive to the fire comment. Yes, of course I know it's just internet slang you throw all over the place, but it's like if someone told me they hoped I got cancer and died, and that's what my father-in-law just died from, and one of my best friends is suffering from terminal cancer. I would be a little bit miffed, you know? But what it boils down to is that Callie shot first. I kind of want to make t-shirts. And in a very inappropriate manner. Do I think Peter should have just brushed it off as trolling? Yes, but that's neither here nor there. It's very easy to take pot shots at quote-unquote celebrities, which a whole hell of a lot of you did in a very appalling manner. Everyone seems to forget that Peter David is a guy with a job who does his job and has a wife and family. And when you attacked him, it hurt his wife. What guy's gonna stand for that? If someone was ripping apart my husband, I'd be all righteously angry myself. It was a personal attack, not just an attack on the work. And you're all, what, surprised that he and his family took it personally? I know I sound like your mother or something, but geez, people, just because it's the internet, and this is about to sound extremely naive, but take it to heart, doesn't mean you can't all have manners. Would Callie, or any of you, have spoken to Peter to his face in the manner of your typing, the equivalent of swearing obscenities and hurling quote-unquote common slang death threats in his face? No, you wouldn't. And this childish and inappropriate behavior has cost us a community that has brought friends together, exposed us to books we would not ordinarily look at, provided us with 6 years' worth of entertainment, and gave us invaluable insight into comic characters that deserve exposure. I can only hope that when/if another such community is built, that we all take a minute to think first before we speak harshly. And don't make personal attacks when you're only criticizing someone's words or intentions or unfolding plot lines. And then I got a response, instantaneously, from someone with the username of, appropriately enough, Mr. Cynical. So what you're suggesting is that before commenting, a commenter should make a detailed check of the author/artist/inker/editor/company's bio, as well as that of their family, and hey, friends too, by your own standards, and make sure you don't say anything that might be even possibly interpreted as in some way offensive, no matter how thin-skinned the creator may be. Good luck with that. And then the other guy is all like, yeah, seriously, it's not my job to mind-read their triggers. And quite frankly, past a certain point, I feel like people who are easily offended enough actually deserve to be offended on purpose. Oh, come the fuck on! you guys say something. I'm broken.
It's basically, you know, the same kind of sentiment that I used to subscribe to this internet debate forum. Which,
well, Hitler subscribed to that internet debate forum.
Oh, God wins
over.
Law. God
Show's
wins
over.
Law.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
That's
thank you, Dana.
Was.
You just Godwinned us. Okay.
Basically, they did without actually using Hitler. I didn't think that was possible, but they did. Oh, I have to make sure that, you know, I check to see what everybody's pissed off about so I don't accidentally say it. No, just don't say shit like that in the first place. Were you raised by wolves? Why
no,
are manners
because wolves
stopping
have
at,
better manners.
Why are manners stopping at the keyboard? People think for 2 seconds before you go spouting off shit on the internet. Because it's
you know,
always
going
to be there.
We're probably going to get lots of comments from people saying, No, I know, and I agree.
I hope so.
Dana, I'm on your side here, okay?
Good, I'm glad somebody is, because apparently, you know, what I said over there, and that was just 2 comments, I got pilloried over there for daring
did,
to suggest that people actually mind their language or how they talk to people, because you forget, on the other side of that username is a human being. Most of the time. Unless they're a furry or something. Sort of kidding.
Good night,
yeah, I can't help but wonder. I mean, Scans Daily is basically just like a, well, like you said, it's a huge community. I can't help but wonder if this was like at a convention or something, you know, and we're all like sitting around like, you know, Peter David Stapleton talking, would someone go to him and say, hey, your work sucks, I think you should
Dana.
Die? Like,
Dana, I need you to use your Google Foo for the show notes of this There was a video I saw, I think it was on YouTube, and I think you were the one who showed it to me, and if you weren't, somebody else did, of a boardroom meeting if
Got
everybody
it.
Used in
slang.
That's what I, that's what I was referring to earlier with the I think we should discuss your tits comment. Hysterical, I'll find it, yeah.
But yeah, that's what it would be like in a convention if people resorted to being the internet. So think you've got Peter David up at the table and saying, you know, here's for example, Young Justice. And somebody stands up and shouts, first comment! And everybody degenerates, yes.
No, basically
that.
What they did was they stood up and, all right, let's say they were all at a convention. Somebody stood up and said, hey, blah, blah, blah happened at the end of X Factor 40. You know, you want to hear about it? And everyone's all like, yeah. And they're like, okay, here's what happened, you know. And, you know, Peter would be upset about that. And then somebody gets upset about something else that, you know, upset about the comic. And they're like, fuck you, Peter, die in a fire. You wouldn't say that in real life. You absolutely would not.
Well, some people
if you would, then...
You're a dick.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But
you know what it goes back to? It goes back to the words of the great, wise, wonderful, and totally
helpful. Oh, dear God.
Will Wheaton. It can be summed up in one phrase. Don't be a dick. If you're online on you know, MMORPGs, if you're online in a chat room, if you're on a message board, if you're in a community, if you communicate with other human beings in any way, shape, or form on the internet, don't be a fucking asshole. There's plenty of those if you walk out of your apartment.
In fact, I would like to, right now, formally introduce the Made of Fail, Do Not Be a Douchebag on the Internet campaign, or Din Bad Otik.
You should have
so
written that
you join,
down before.
I did. So, if you'd like to join the Din Bad Otik. Send
like
us a letter
sort of,
at...
You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a chaos language virus. Like some sort of Cthulhu bacteria flu or whatever. No, flu's a virus. Shut up, Dana. You don't know anything about biology. But Devin, you remember Scans Daily way before I was. What's your take on this?
Wasn't it? I thought you were there first.
No, you were totally... You totally were. I met you there. When I joined up, you were making posts.
Oh, okay. I just got linked to it. Like, somebody was talking about just, like, Green Lantern or something. Like, oh, hey, go check out these scans. It's really cool. So I checked it out, and, like, I just stayed because of the community. I just thought it was just, it was great not only to have the scans there to talk about them, but just to have this whole, just circle of, you know, the words are sounding cheesy, this circle of friends that, you know, just every day you just log in to see the same people, just, you know, just it's like you walk into a bar and all the gang's there, and you're just like, just talk about whatever, just like, you know, oh wow, Green Lantern's really good this year, today, you know, this the latest issue of Blue Beetle was just amazing, his thing was great when you know,
is that a giant green fist?
Yeah, Exactly. Actually, that's how that's how I got into Blue Beetle, along with Manhunter and just a whole bunch of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm really missing it. Like, I've just been like just sitting here like refreshing my friends list just like a fiend for the past couple of days. Like, you know, all right, mail me back now.
It's not coming back.
Yeah, it just hadn't sunk in yet.
I know, but you know what? Let's share what Kevin. You weren't really a member of Scans Daily, so this isn't really going to apply to you. But what comics did you actually start buying solely because of your exposure to them on Scans Daily? Let's endorse some comics so people know to go out and like. This is going to be a little mini Why Stuff Is Awesome, which we haven't done in forever, and we'll get back to eventually after the anniversary episode.
All right, I'll start off. With me, for one, Blue Beetle, though, you know, that's not being published anymore. Manhunter.
Which isn't being published anymore.
Yeah, kind of bad in there. So Blue Beetle, Manhunter. Oh, Runaways, which still is being published.
Oh, I love Runaways.
Yeah. I saw the whole Joss Whedon past, you know, the whole issue where like, I was back in, like, you know, old New York, and I just got into it from there. And I wound up, like, you know, picking up, like, the Bond issues and, yeah, so Runaways, Empowered, oddly enough, which is great. I love it. It's like, you know, that's a whole other issue. Persepolis, actually, which is, Persepolis. I saw a few scans of Persepolis on Scan Daily, and I just thought it was just gorgeous, which it is. So everybody should run out and just buy, like, you know, three copies right now. It's that good. And finally, well, there's a bunch more, but last one I'll mention is Rex the Wonder Dog, which is this old comic from like the 1950s, which is just, you know, it's completely out of print everywhere else. The only way you can find it is, like, you know, go on eBay and pay, like, you know, $50 per issue, or, you know, find it online. And it's just like this Wonder Dog who he just gets more and more superpowers. He's like, he's worse than, like.
No, he doesn't get superpowers. He just does really awesome shit.
Right. They might as well be superpowers, though. Like, you know, he can ski, like, the dog, like, rides skis down an elephant at one point. he fights bears and, like, you know, and, you know, the crowning moment, he killed a dinosaur with an atomic bomb. Like, you know, it just gets better from there.
And it gets better than killing a dinosaur with an atomic bomb.
Amazingly enough, yes.
Wow. I know that the old poster, Mighty God King, who got banned from Live Journal for a bunch of other copyright stuff, and he's got his own site now, but he's a great proponent of Rex the Wonder Dog. And he does this thing, I think it's every Thursday or something like that, possibly Wednesday, where he brings up old, very, very obscure comic book characters and rates them on a scale of what percentage Rex the Wonder Dog they are. 17 Rainbow Raider, you are 17% Rex the Wonder Dog. And it's just so funny.
Nice.
It's great. I have picked up from Scans Daily. I started buying. I have so many trades of Ultimate Spider-Man right now. You have no idea. I have, like, a lot more on my birthday wish list, which is, coincidentally, at the end of this month. I'm just saying, Kevin. Devin, you don't need to get me anything.
Excuse me, Dana, I think you've got a little schlub in your throat.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've got a bad case of subtle. Ultimate X-Men, I started buying. A lot of Ultimate titles, actually. Ultimate Daredevil and Elektra was fantastic. Only ran for 5 issues.
The Ultimate continuity is absolutely astounding. I love what they've done with it. We've already gone through this discussion on an earlier episode. I'm not going to get into it now. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, let's see, what else? Blue Beetle, like, you know, every freaking buddy else. Booster Gold. I will say that Scans Daily was responsible partly. Well, no. I dropped Wonder Woman early on after its Volume 3 launch because it sucked, Jodi Picoult. I'm looking right at you. You don't suck. Your writing of Wonder Woman sucked. I'm going to say that and be very specific about it.
There we go.
All right. See? That's criticism. It's not exactly constructive, but I don't really have time to go into the whys and make it construct.
Right.
And then I kept reading, you know, the excerpts from the issues after I dropped it on Scans Daily, just so I could, you know, follow the storyline, because I knew eventually I was going to pick it back up when it stopped sucking. And I didn't really want to miss what was going on, and I didn't want to just, you know, steal it all together. And, you know, it just said, it cemented my decision to drop it. And then, as I've said before, down from the heavens came Gail Simone and fixed everything, and I started picking up the book again. Supergirl was really bad for a while, and then I started picking it back up again. Oh, God, what else? There's so much more, and I'm forgetting so much of it. I'm, like, trying to look into my bedroom and look at my shelf here and see what I've got. I've got Ultimate Fantastic Four. Devin, you bought me the Atom because you're awesome, which was great. Also, Gail Simone, and yep. Also canceled. everything that I love gets ruined.
Yeah, it was an amazing 20 issues.
Manhunter. I started reading Manhunter because of Scans Daily. I bought when the quote unquote Ted Kord came back. Obviously, it wasn't him, but you know, I was like, "Oh my God, that is so cool! I'm gonna run out and buy this," and I did. But yeah, there's just so much that, you know, you're not able to just sort of like flip through in the comic book store, or you know, there wasn't another like, you know, big central place to go to hear about some of this stuff. And you know, it was what I really loved. Was the really craptacular? They had a tag that you could, so you could, tags are like little things that you add to live journal entries so you can search for certain topics or whatever. They had two that I really loved that I really miss. Context is for the weak. Most of those were one panel, and it's just something one panel from almost invariably a Silver Age story. Where it was just like, you know, her Batman and Robin are being gay, or Superman is a dick, or a whole bunch of other stuff, you know, Batman's a dick, and, you know, just all, and they were back in the 60s, I can't deny, or it was just really weird, you know, and it was just, I just loved being all like, buh, and it was just awesome, and the other one, boobs don't work that way. Under this tag, you would invariably find Power Girl. Occasionally, well, not so much occasionally, but almost anything by Rob Liefeld or Greg Land or some other artist who either A, doesn't know how to draw, or B, traces everything and still gets paid for it. And I would say that to their faces.
They, you know, they also had the boobs do work this way tag.
Yes, when actual, like, Nicola Scott, and it was almost always
amazing.
It was almost always a female, you know, Renato Guedes, who does, I think is he on Superman or Action Comics? He's on one of the titles right now.
He did an arc of Supergirl, like, a year ago, and now he's on Superman.
And he is such a good artist. All his proportions are realistic, they look like actual people. He has different faces on people. I haven't seen somebody draw different faces on people since Jord Perez.
Right, and his expressions are just amazing. Like, you know,
I'm so used to bad art. It's like,
right.
It's the biggest breath of fresh air. And might I add that the Superman titles are also something I started picking up because of Scans Daily. Like the ones that are going on right
here.
Now with the new Krypton story arc, where basically, if you haven't been reading it, Kandor, the city from Krypton that Brainiac stole and shrunk and everything. I'm sure, you know, even if you have a passing knowledge of Superman, you know that Kandor's the city in the bottle. And it got restored. It got restored. And they were up at the North Pole for a while, and then some Kryptonians were total dicks and started killing people. And
surprise.
Yeah. And I'm not going to tell you, like, who ordered those killings, because it's really vital to the storyline right now, and it's really awesome. But needless to say, it causes a lot of, like, heartrending decisions that Supergirl's gotta make, that Superman's gotta make. It's like, you know, and now they've got their own little planet. Although planets don't work that way. They just put one up in the solar system above Earth, and it doesn't remotely affect the gravitational pull of anything or send stars spinning out of orbit. But I can live with that for the sake of the story. I'll let it go. It's an easy criticism, but what the hell? I'm really enjoying the consequences of this for Superman, for what's going on between, you know, how he deals with his humanity, how Supergirl is adjusting. Because when you think about it, Supergirl, she's the only one, well, she was the only one, who really remembered Krypton. And that's how she should be written, as
right.
not some sort of naive Earth girl. She should be like, you know, the link to Krypton's history. And they even said that in one issue of Supergirl, where Jor-El's hologram was like, Krypton is going to live through Kara. Take care of her. You know, you're going to know our people through her. Awesome!
Right. They finally started doing that.
Like, gotta go.
They finally started doing that in the past couple of issues, but before that, I was like, there were just 30 years of her just, like, you know, running around and being whiny and, you know, just being a brat, basically.
And I loved how Sterling Gates, the new writer, explained all those different personality traits that she was having. Oh, kryptonite poisoning. Oh, okay. But you know what? I will totally accept that. I'm taking that hand wave and I'm saying, God, thank you. Because it's a semi-good explanation. The readers are accepting it and we can move on, forget all the bad stories that came before, and just run with her as she is now, which is great. Not as great as the Peter David, Linda Danvers Supergirl, which I freaking loved. But I hated this new Kara Zor-El when she was introduced, and now I really like her. So, you know, a good writer can really... We went way the hell off topic.
We had a topic?
You know what? That's the fun.
When
that's
did
the...
we have a topic?
This we never promised content. It's right there in the opening. But, it's, you know, this was supposed to be the filler episode. We were just going to do, like, you know, bits of news that we've been hanging on to for the past month or two and never got around to saying. But, yeah, this was going to be filler, and then I woke up and the internet had exploded. So now we've got a soapbox. It's, you know, don't be a dick on the internet and all this stuff on fair
the
use.
The Made a Fail Do Not Be a Douchebag on the Internet campaign.
Or...
Didn't Badotic.
He's a witch! Build a bridge out of him!
was that Al Bed?
No, Elbed is actually Etkaset Mege Kutite Dradisa, which means it seemed like a good idea at the time, and yeah, I really am that much of a geek.
It's a good phrase to know if you ever come up against any Elbed.
I need to learn it in Japanese.
It's the best, it's one of the phrases you need to know when going to a foreign country.
Where is the bathroom? Do you speak English? It seemed like a good idea at the time, and I swear to God, officer, I didn't know he was 15.
That last one's just for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if you get to use all four at the same time, then you're having a damn good time.
Nice.
Oh, okay. Do we want to do news stories and then kind of fade out here? Anyone got any? Got anything you want to mention, Devin, about any Kingdom Hearts games coming out anytime soon?
No, I haven't really heard anything new lately.
You mean I have to tell you? I thought you were, like, the guy.
Really? What's happening?
August 31st.
I know about it.
August 31st, Kingdom Hearts. I have no idea how to actually say this and not type it.
Three fifty-eight over something.
Two.
Over two.
358/2.
Kingdom Hearts trigonometry.
Kingdom Hearts the fraction.
There we go. Kingdom Hearts, it's the game that you play when you're doing the wayside arithmetic. You guys remember that sideways math from Wayside School?
Oh yeah, I remember that book.
That was kind of wacky.
That's coming out August 31st, the same day as, and I can't tell you how much I'm going to sell a kidney for this, Final Fantasy Dissidia. The fighting
have
game.
Any kidneys left?
I've played a little bit of it. I can't read Japanese that well. I know when it says item. I can do items. God help me if I try to like navigate the menu because it's really complex. And I got all the way to Garland in the first, you know, sort of, you know, you're fighting as the Warrior of Light. You get to fight Garland, and he kicked my ass so hard. which I completely was not expecting because the little battles in between are so easy. I mean, I was doing it in Japanese, and it's just a matter of just pushing buttons. It's like a, you know, one of the limit breaks in, you know, 10 or something like that. But, oh so, god, cutscenes are so beautiful. It looks like so much fun, and I'm really excited for it, and I'm gonna be, like, outside the store waiting for the doors to open, money in my hand, bleeding kidney hole on the side of my back, and, you know, paying as they look on in horror and say, oh my god, what happened to your kidney? I'll be like, sit here, and they're like, oh, okay.
Do you have any kidney blood?
I don't know. The other one is reserved for Bon Jovi May 2nd at Jazz Fest.
I see.
Yeah.
Which I still can't grok that.
Yeah, well, that's
Bon Jovi at Jazz Fest. I understand Jazz Fest is more than just jazz, but you've got jazz, you've got Bon Jovi. When you think of jazz, do you really think Bon Jovi?
I don't care. Other stuff that's coming out.
Yes.
If you're a good little nerd, you already know why March 6th is a big day for everybody. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be having our next episode devoted entirely to the Watchmen movie and comic and whatever else we can find anywhere about Watchmen because it is so freaking cool.
We are also going to have special guest Cleolinda back for third time now?
Yep. Can I totally rub something in and go, ha ha ha, I'm better than you? Carl and I got free passes to go see it on Monday.
That's fine. I'm going I'm going to the midnight showing with my friend Melissa, who I dragged
to make up for Twilight.
Yeah, I dragged her to Twilight because I was not going to see that by myself. So she's taking me to this, and this is going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to this so much.
I am so hard for this movie. You have no idea. I think I grew a penis so I could have a boner for this movie. Is this going to get cut?
Good night, Everett. No, I mean, we don't have a Moyle on duty.
Well, I hear that they get tipped well. I'm so sorry!
Insert rim shot here.
God damn it, you win! Damn it, you win!
The job sucks!
I was trying to think of something to come back with that.
Alright, cut. Oh, sorry! I did it again!
Anyway, is that everything everybody has?
Last thing that I'm probably the only one in this, I was gonna say room, but you know what I mean. Only person here I'm gonna be very excited. August 18th, A Princess of Landover by Terry Brooks is coming out. And guys, this is the first Landover novel in 14 years. I am beyond excited for this. Go check out Magic Kingdom for Sale, sold at your local library. It's awesome. It's basically about a guy from our world who finds a Magic Kingdom for sale in one of those gigantic freaking, you know, Christmas mega wish list things that you totally can't afford because they're all $1 million. And he buys this Magic Kingdom and he thinks he's going to escape all the horrible things that have happened to him in his life. You know, his job is sucking and his wife just died and he thinks his life is over and he needs to find some magic in his life. So he's like, okay, Magic Kingdom. And so he goes and it's actually a Magic Kingdom. He thought it was going to be like this little like fake thing and he didn't care. But it's actually Magic Kingdom, and of course it's all run down, and things are going haywire, and he actually has to be a king and prove himself as a king, and it's really awesome. It's this great hero's journey. I strongly recommend it. It's been around since 1986. You've got no excuse. Go out and get it. It's going to be at the library, and I'm very excited to see what happens in this installment. It's been a long time.
Excellent.
Did I nerd out enough?
I think we've reached our quota for this month.
Okay. I don't have any more dick jokes either.
Good.
Yet. So, hey, if anybody wants to make us icons for the
Dinbidotic. The
yes.
Made of Fail Do Not Be a Douchebag on the Internet campaign.
Yeah, throw us icons. There's creative people out there. You like us. Actually, yeah. Hey, Kevin. Do we have any fan mail that we haven't already read that isn't going to be for the June show?
I haven't checked.
Ah.
Let me go
I've been compartmentalizing our fan mail. All right, I'll look and you go look too.
Okay.
Let's type in our password, which is... No, I'm kidding. She's not going to get our password. Doo-doo-doo. Oh, hey, look. Kevin, we got an OPEC bonanza of $1.4 million.
Was this from Nigeria?
I don't know, probably.
Is this from a Nigerian man who wants to improve our penis size?
They got a lot of work to do with me.
I guess so.
No, we don't have anything new that we're not already going to use for the June show.
Okay.
So, what the hell, people? Write to us. I expect a lot of opinions coming in for people from this episode. Uh-huh. I'm going to be very disappointed at you people.
Don't forget, you can email us at made_of_fail@yahoo.com or comment on our LiveJournal community where this will be posted at community.livejournal.com
/community.livejournal.com/made_of_fail_pc_scansdaily No. You forgot the slash, Kevin. You'd never be a member of Scans Daily.
Oh, I guess so.
You always gotta bring the slash. Actually, I found out you can also comment through our feed burner, which goes straight to our Yahoo Mail, but that's feeds.feedburner.com/madeoffail, all one word. Or follow us on Twitter, where Kevin talks to himself at...
twitter.com/made_of_fail.
Tweet. We're birds! I've been into the sugar, I'm sorry.
And you do not have the metabolism of a hummingbird, Dana, so don't try to eat like one.
Why do hummingbirds hum? Is it because they don't know... never mind, I forgot that joke. Actually, I got a really good one. Don't you interrupt me during this, Kevin. I haven't told Devin this one. And by extension, I'm telling the entire internet. Hey, Devin!
Hey, what?
What do you call a bunch of Israeli Twilight vampires who don't drink booze?
I don't know, what?
Non-alcoholic sparkling Jews!
We'll be putting the rim shot in there.
I kind of like the dead silence.
Oh, there we go.
No. We need to put in either rim shot or crickets.
Both?
I'm leaning towards crickets.
Or, no. Find that Simpsons where Sideshow Bob gets the rake to the face. Do that one!
There we go. You're on that, Devin.
All over it.
Anyway, well, in that case, I'd like to thank you all for listening. This has been episode 13 of Made of Fail. Have a good night.
Don't be a dick.
Do you want me to go fucking trash your lights? Do you want me to fucking trash them? Fuck! What the fuck is it with you?
I was looking at the light.
Fuck! And what the fuck is it with you?
I was looking at the light.
Fuck! And what the fuck is it with you?
I was looking at the light.
Fuck! And what the fuck is it with you?
I was looking at the light.
It's fucking distracting. Oh, good. It's fucking distracting. Oh, good. It's fucking distracting. Oh, good. It's fucking distracting.
Shut up if you can't take a joke. man. You and me, we're fucking done professionally. Fucking ass.